Hi, I'm Karen Rausch. I'm the Clinical Managing Editor of the American Journal of Nursing, and I'm here to talk to you today about the highlights of our August issue. On the cover this month, we have a photo of a nurse working at a summer camp, the Double H Ranch Summer Camp in Lake Luzerne, New York. The Double H Ranch provides year-round programs for over 2,000 children annually who wouldn't be able to attend the camp otherwise. All of them have some type of life-threatening illness, such as cancer, sickle cell anemia, HIV, or neuromuscular disorders. The ranch was founded in 1993 by a local philanthropist, Charles Wood, and the actor Paul Newman. It's free of charge for all the kids, and the operating costs are covered by contributions from individuals and foundations and corporations. There's 8 summer sessions that each last for 6 days, and they accommodate about 115 children. There's a camper to staff ratio of 2-to-1. There's a fully equipped medical facility, and it's needed in order for these kids to be able to safely participate in a variety of the typical camp activities: fishing, horseback riding, swimming, archery, and a high ropes course. It's really something when you look at their website to see some of the smiles on these kids' faces when they're able to do a lot of these things that they otherwise would never have an opportunity to do. The physicians and pediatric nurses, a lot of them who are volunteer nurses during the summer, provide round-the-clock care, medical services like respiratory treatments, IV fluids, catheterizations, and administration of extensive medications that these campers require. There's a lot of different opportunities for nurses to volunteer during the summer, especially at camps for kids like this. If you're interested in finding out more, you can check out the website for the Association of Camp Nurses. They have a lot of information about how to become a camp nurse. We have our usual 2 CEs this month. The first one is Exploring the Concept and Use of Positive Deviance in Nursing. Positive deviance means an intentional act of breaking the rules in order to serve the greater good. And it's a really fascinating concept applied to nursing. I think it's something all of us as nurses have done at some point, even though we might not have thought of it as deviance, but deviating from the usual action or standard. But done with an honorable intentions of improving patient care. So this article explores how nurses use this concept to better care for their patients, and I highly recommend it. I found it to be really fascinating. The second CE is developing a vital sign alert system. So the early warning signs of deterioration that patients often exhibit several hours before an arrest, cardiopulmonary arrest, can go unrecognized by nurses. So this article describes an automated vital sign alert system that was designed to enhance patient monitoring without increasing the nurse's workload. Along with our CEs, we have some other interesting articles. The first is Using Focus Groups to Inform Innovative Approaches to Care. The Affordable Care Act provides incentives to hospitals for improving care, meaning healthcare providers will soon have unprecedented opportunities to devise innovative solutions to healthcare problems. This article uses a case study format to describe how to organize and use focus groups with patients, involving patients in focus groups so that nurses can gain insight into their attitudes and what their needs are in order to improve care. Another one is In Our Community, Bortzorg, Netherlands. This article focuses on a grassroots effort led by nurses in the Netherlands to create an improved model of home care called Bortzorg, and that's Dutch for neighborhood care. And this, again, is a fascinating article for anybody, especially for nurses involved in community care. And these were a team of nurses. It started out with one team of community health nurses who worked together, who formed their own community health group. And they're self-directed teams who see cohorts of patients. And now it has gone from one group to there's 6,000 nurses working in 500 of these teams throughout the Netherlands, and they're all self-directed. And they've really improved care. And in fact, what started out as this small revolution has grown into a new national standard of care and changed a lot of the government health policies because of it. It's been so successful. So this article follows how they accomplished and evaluated this new model. And again, for especially nurses working in home care, it's a really interesting approach. We have a correspondence from abroad this month called Teaching Nurses in Bangladesh. So Bangladesh, imagine a tropical country with a population of 160 million people. That's about half of the population of the U.S. And now imagine that in a country that's slightly smaller than Iowa. So this is a lot of people packed into a small country where there's been recent upheaval, the liberation war, mass famines, and extreme vulnerability to climate change. Despite these challenges, Bangladesh is a rapidly developing part of the Indian subcontinent, and it's made significant progress on the United Nations Millennium Development Goals. In this article, the authors describe their experience teaching bachelor's level nursing in this country since 2004. They really were asked by the people in Bangladesh to help develop a bachelor level nursing program and to help them to raise the educational level of the nurses there. And they talk about some of the challenges and the differences in the cultural understanding of how to educate and what it means. And it's interesting, the differences in education and how they approach this. This month, we also have our reflections column and a viewpoint and, art of nursing and our editorial. So I hope you're staying cool enough this August and enjoying the summer and have time to do some beach reading of AJN.